Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the GTDG.com studios in downtown San Francisco, you're listening to 95.7 The Game.
We're gonna play on and stand strong with Jolo and Dibs. Turn the game on. Pump up the volume. It's time to play ball.
All right, here we go. Happy Friday. Jolo and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Monstrous show for you today. Mark it down, 7:30, special guest. It's a surprise. New member of the 95.7 The Game family. That's really all I can say now, but I'll probably say it over and over again like 1,000 times before 7:30 because we're in radio and you need to promote.
It's huge. So now coming up in an hour and 29 minutes in 5 seconds, Mark.
Very exciting.
It's huge. Another member of the family to add to our dear friend Glenn Azubuki, who already is a family member, as you well know.
Well, that's debatable according to Lo. I am in the camp that Kalena is one of our own, that he is a family member. Lo believes he is not. Lo is entitled to his opinion. He will give that for you in a moment as he gets himself organized here. Got the big coffee, got the microphone. You're looking good. How you feeling? Everything matches today. A nice, is that beige?
It's a little Wake Forest he's got going on right now. Black and gold.
Yeah, a little Wake Forest. Black and gold. You know what? Everything's great. It's
black
just Steve,
and yellow is what you're
black
saying.
Black and yellow. Steven, just, you know, the headgear sometimes don't work as well. And only one ear was in, you know, working. So I need to get cleared up. And
yeah,
so
tech support.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a former NFL player.
Absolutely.
Not going to be dealing
Rated
with that.
Rated rock and roll, boys. Rated rock and roll.
All right. So
Hayes in the barn.
1 hour from now, 7 o'clock, the next name will be announced for an opportunity to win tickets to Game 3 of the NBA Finals, as well as autographed Warrior jerseys. Now, remember, if you haven't registered for the contest on the website, you can't hear your name called. You have no chance. So go to the website, 957thegame.com, register, and then from there, if you hear your name called at 7, you got 9 minutes and 57 seconds to call us back. 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., 5 p.m. Those are the times in which it happens. 8:45 today, we're giving away tickets to Game of Thrones, the live concert experience, which is going to take place at Shoreline on October 3rd. Hopefully, they have a better ending written than the trash we watched about a week ago.
Wow.
Come on. You knew the joke. It had to come.
It was good. Great. It was good.
It was a good opener.
Good opener.
Great music. Great music in there.
That's the beauty of a four-person show. If I stop talking, you can always count on dynamite drop-ins from one of any number of people.
I was just trying to push it along, and then the parrot over there had to parrot me, which caused me to stop, and then top rope jumped off the top rope and missed. So that's kind of where we wound up.
Saw some radio silence, figured, come on in.
Good news for you last night as the Toronto Raptors defeat the Milwaukee Bucks 105-99. It is the first time in this series the home team has lost. It is the first time this year Milwaukee has lost 3 games in a row. It is also the first time this season that Milwaukee lost a game at home when leading entering the fourth quarter. They were 33-0 at home when leading entering the fourth quarter. They blew it last night. Giannis, where are you at? You're an MVP finalist, your first team All-NBA, your defensive player of the year finalist. Oops! I guess we'll have to figure out what's going to happen in Game 6 Saturday night. But where are we at now with this series? He didn't get the 30 points. You may be one game away from cashing in on that. And I think we're all very excited. If we weren't, we got very excited. Drake is fired up. God. Drake and the Raptors on the verge of cashing their ticket to the NBA Finals.
Joe, last night, watching the ball game, and I took a deep breath, and I'm like, wow, me and Drake's probably going to face off. And I've switched my position. Earlier in the season, I said Toronto's coming east, like Toronto. And now I don't even want them to win because of Drake, what he's done, rubbing the shoulders.
Wow. You're rooting against your own pick?
I'm so rooting against my own pick, I'm willing to bend the knee, Dibs.
You're going to bend the knee on your pick on who's going to win the East?
I want Toronto to win this thing. I don't want Toronto to win this. I want Milwaukee to win this. Greek Freak, show up.
Show up. Show up and show up.
Would you be willing to have Giannis get to 30 and win, which would hurt two of your predictions? It would hurt the prediction of he wouldn't get 30 or more than one time in the series. You'd lose that. And also your pick of Toronto winning the East, you would lose that. But it would keep Drake out of the NBA Finals. Are you willing to bend the knee to lose on two picks in order to keep Drake out?
I am.
Wow. This is a dramatic turn of events. Undoubtedly.
We're live streaming today in the 9 o'clock hour. If he's going to bend the knee, it's taking place in the 9 o'clock hour.
I'm willing to do it.
Did you watch the TNT pregame show last night?
Yes.
All the signs in the background, bend the knee was up there.
It's incredible. The billions again rising up. Rising up.
We're huge in Milwaukee.
Stage. You see him up in Toronto. He's up on stage doing all this stuff. Twisted. I'm through with it.
You've had it, huh?
I'm willing.
You're fed up.
To lose too.
Yeah. It's a tall, tall order because you look at the way that game started and Milwaukee was ready for the boating. They had the sail out. They were ready to pull the anchor up and set sail.
It was 18-4 to start the game.
Coach, they were ready to boat. And then Toronto just quietly, methodically. Oh, that's right. Old Chucklehead. Let's give him the rock. And by the way, good little player, that Kawhi Leonard. It's impressive what he was able to do after missing 75 games last year with the thigh bruise.
He is no joke. He is no joke. And he is playing seriously hurt. If you watched him in the Philadelphia series, he would attack the rim. He would drive to the free throw line, and then he would pull up and knock down those jumpers. He is doing none of that. First three quarters of this game, you see him taking it very gingerly. If he gets an open look, he'll take it, but he doesn't do a whole lot of penetrating. He does more facilitating. He saved the energy, came out in the fourth quarter, went nuclear. Last night, he had 9 assists. That's a playoff career high for Kawhi Leonard. All 9 of those assists went for three-pointers last night. In fact, Toronto was 9 of 12 off Kawhi Leonard passes. People will focus on the offensive performance. After all, he got the 35 points. That is the 7th 35-point game he's had in the playoffs. Trivia contest open today's show.
Uh-oh.
You three can work together if you choose. You can tear each other apart if you prefer. 7 35-point performances prior to the NBA Finals. All right? So that has only happened before 5 times. 5 players prior to Kawhi last night have recorded 7 or more 35-point performances before getting to the finals. Who are the 5 individuals who did it before Kawhi Leonard?
MJ.
Yeah, we got to start with MJ. Let's work together today. I apologize before
Friday
for trying to burn it down last week. That was on me. We're going with MJ, Joe.
MJ on the first one? Was one of them. Now this is where it gets dicey.
Yeah.
LBJ?
That's a good guess. I support that.
I support it, too.
I support. We're going to go with
LeBron James.
That's Dick.
Hush hog, I hear bear.
Okay, keep rolling.
I will bet that you don't get any of the next 3.
Wow.
Just because I see the camaraderie, I'm going to have to break that up.
That's pretty good of you to go that route. I was like,
Kawhi!
I was thinking about his guy.
No, Kawhi. It was already announced that he did that. A nice try.
I was thinking about his guy, AI, Allen Iverson, if he might have had... No, we're talking about 7 35-point games before making it to the finals. Maybe he didn't have enough playoff games to get there, but either that or go Kobe Bryant. I don't know what you guys think.
Either one of those two guys are good. Iverson, he had to play well, so that's good.
We're going to go with AI, Allen Iverson.
Despite being the most exciting NBA player of all time, Allen Iverson not on the list. It's a good guess, though.
Dibs.
Really good guess.
No.
Give us a good guess, because he was unbelievable.
One of your old-school guys. It's got to be...
Oh, one of my old school guys, huh?
Somebody they used to watch.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's go with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar then. He's an old OG. We'll go with Kareem, Joe.
Unfortunately, Kareem not one of the players. Wow. This really turned in a hurry.
What about the two obvious ones came off the board. The old guys in Boston, was it a...
Like Bill Russell? I don't think he ever went to... You know, they didn't have that many playoff games before he went to the finals.
Just guess something. You're not getting it. Just guess something.
We're not getting it?
I'm looking around the room, Joe. Anna's so spaced out right now. It's a two-person race, and you two are just batting back and forth. The worst tennis volley of all time.
Seven
or more 35-point playoff games prior to the finals. Right? To do it that many times before you even get to the finals.
Kobe!
No, not Kobe. It's unfortunate.
That's our third strike, Joe. I believe we've struck out a la Mac Williamson.
Final 3 names. Who's the greatest Houston Rocket of all time?
Hakeem.
That's one of
them.
I was
going to do that one.
Elgin Baylor, who apparently is the answer to all these questions as well. He keeps coming up.
Old school.
And Bernard King,
Bernard!
Who has been an answer to all these questions as of late. Although, you guys got Jordan and LeBron. You should be commended for that. Nicely done.
2 out of 5 would be Hall of Famers, Joe. Be batting 400.
Mac Williams, it'll take it.
0-for-5 last night, low with 5 punchies.
Wow.
Gerald was 0-for-6 in that game
yesterday. Old GP, are you with me?
It's a long baseball game. I rode the bike home after the show yesterday, saw everyone getting ready to go into the ballpark, went home, had some lunch, took a nap, got up, prepped other work, did other work, watched some game. 2 hours later, it finally ended.
Wow.
That's a long baseball game yesterday. Baseball game. Warrior playoff coverage on 95.7 The Game is presented by Great Clips, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. More on Drake. Low might bend the knee, but big news yesterday on Kevin Durant and Boogie Cousins. Hint, not good. We'll explain that
next.
Next begins with an N here on 95.7
Ballpark.
The Game. Are you working? What kind of work do you do?
Joe Low and Dibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
Text line, as always, hit us up, Chilton Auto Body, 95795. It's your boys, Joe Low and Dibs, 95.7 The Game, here on a Friday. We'd love to give you good news throughout the day. We'd love to have some fun throughout the day. And there will be some moments. At 7 o'clock, your next opportunity to win tickets to Game 3 of the NBA Finals. But the only way you can hear your name called is if you've registered on the website. So do that now if you haven't already. 957thegame.com. Register and boom. Check us out at 7 o'clock. In addition, 7:30, surprise guest, new member of the 957 The Game family. That's all I really can tell you. Not a contractual thing. It was just, I got an email that said, don't tell him who it is. So I said, all right, fine. We'll tell him who it is.
Don't tell him.
It's not like an ironclad contract, Michael Clayton style, but, it's something. So there we go. Unfortunately, this is not one of those fun segments. Yesterday, being Thursday, was the latest update regarding Kevin Durant and DeMarcus Boogie Cousins. This is the press release sent out by the Warriors. Quote, Warriors forward Kevin Durant, strained right calf, and center DeMarcus Cousins, torn left quadriceps muscle, were evaluated by the team's medical staff earlier today. Durant, who has not yet been cleared to begin on-court activities, continues to make good progress with his rehabilitation. I don't know what that means. If he hasn't even gotten on the court yet, what's good progress? I obviously added that. That was not part of the press release.
It's okay.
Back to the press release. At this point, it is unlikely that he will play at the beginning of the 2019 NBA Finals, but it's hopeful that he could return at some point during the series. Cousins also continues to make good progress with his rehabilitation and practice with the team today for the first time since suffering the injury on April 16th. It's anticipated that he will play at some point during the 2019 NBA Finals, but the exact date is to be determined and depends on his progress. The status for both players will be updated next Wednesday. We'll get to Boogie. Let's start with Durant. Hasn't gotten on the court yet and has already been ruled out for, quote, the beginning of the NBA Finals.
Yikes, Joe. Yikes is all I can say, because you have a whole scale between will and won't, and you start with won't. Like, if you're not going to play, torn Achilles, we knew DeMarcus won't be playing until whenever. The next level up from that is unlikely. And unfortunately, that's where KD is. He's unlikely to play in the first two, but they are hopeful, which would be the next step up, hopeful he'll play at some point. I was hoping myself that the first report that would come out would be, we're hopeful for games 1 and 2, but he will be ready by game 3. But that's not what you're getting from KD. So my response is just simply, yikes.
You hear those words. What do you think?
Come on, Dibs. Come on, boys. What do I think? Exactly the way that I thought it would happen. We sat here. I was belittled. I was poked fun of. I was laughed at. And I kept getting drops. A particular drop. This is the drop.
Oh, come on, Lo.
Yeah.
Drop.
The drop became viral. Come on, Lo. And the text line blew me up. And everyone, come on, Lo. And it became a thing. And what did Lo do? Just sit back and say, okay. I dug my hole and I dug my trench. And I stayed there, and I hunkered down. And I'm not coming out. I know what's going to happen. And I just, whether he plays or not, I believe that Kevin Durant won't play.
The whole series is what you're saying.
The whole series. And, you know, Daniel was, oh, he'd come back, Portland could play and all those things. I just looked at it and I said, there's too much for him to lose. There's too much. He's already taken enough criticism. And I said, for what? Why? Why does he need to play? And, you know, people said, oh, because he's a competitor. Yes, he's a competitor. He's an athlete. Yes, he's an athlete. But also he understands where he's at in his career. The guy's won championships. He's won titles. He's been MVP of the league. He's done everything. Why should he have to answer to us? It's a situation where this guy's saying, do I want to go in through the offseason injured, could tear my calf even more, tear it or strain it even more? I knew that Kevin Durant looks at this situation. He is a business. He is now, this is a brand. It was different. I was wrong when I talked about the young kid from, you know, Zion, from, you know, looked at him and said, okay, is he going to play from Duke? I thought maybe he wouldn't. And, you know, didn't know his parents. Certain guys wouldn't have played in that situation. But when you're young, think about it. You feel you jump off of buildings. When you're young, you're freaking, you more of a daredevil. You think, okay, nothing's going to happen. So this guy goes back and play. When you're in the NBA and you become that brand and you're the guy and you understand what's at stake, a lot of guys make business decisions. Does he still love basketball? No question. Not doubting Kevin Durant. Does he love basketball? Is he, you know, is he cowering out? No. This guy is making a business decision. It does not shock me at all that he won't play.
See, this is where I'm sorry, Joe. No, this is where I take offense because you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know that Kevin Durant is making a business decision. You don't know whether or not he's just dying, scratching and clawing to come back. So this is why you were ridiculed. This is why Greg Papa says, come on, low, because you are leaping in a triple jump-like fashion to conclusions that you cannot be making. I'm just, can you please understand why I take offense? So far, so good. You're right. He hasn't played. But you're saying that he's turning down the opportunity to think about his future, and that is wild conjecture.
That's a point I want clarification on. Okay, so how much of your thought process that he won't play in the finals, how much of it is due to the fact that he is A, injured and can't get out there, compared with the idea that maybe he could play and he could play hurt, but he could also risk further damage and as a result he's going to stay back?
The second.
Because like if you blow your knee out, all right, you're done. You can't play, and even if you want to play, you can't. You think there's more of the, I don't want to further aggravate, I want to think long term, that's why I'm not going to play, rather than the, you know, he just can't get out there, it's that bad.
Yes.
Really?
I think if you look at it, they said Andre Iguodala, same situation, certain things, and they said he's probably going to play. You look at Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is in, I think, is in a different situation. Did I sit here? And you know, Dib says, well, am I speculating? He said, I was speculating when I said a grade one and grade two. He said, not a grade two. It's no way this guy, he's going to play. We talked about, oh, nothing's wrong. Even Papa came on the show. Oh, this guy, it's not as serious as everyone thinks. In my opinion, I just looked at it. I took a deep breath. I stepped back from the situation and said, wow, what does he really have to gain in this situation? And I'm looking at it, and the risk to me is not worth the reward. And I know people say, well, he's playing. No, people have to realize, here's a guy that's saying, my calves is hurt. I am injured, but could he probably play? I think he probably could. That's me. Now that's me speculating that he probably could play. But I went out on a limb early because I'm just looking at the situation where Kevin Durant is in his career and where he is with free agency and everything that's surrounding. I said, what does he really have to gain? And everyone said,
well, the fact that a three-peat, isn't that a lot?
But they still might win it. Men or lose or not.
True.
He's like, okay, the team wins it, fine. He's still getting a ring.
They are still expected to be the series favorite, no matter who the opponent is, even without Durant. I talked to some people at Caesar's Palace about this, and they kind of gave out their hypotheticals. Even if Durant is out, whether it's the Raptors or the Bucks, they still are supposed to be a favorite to start that series.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
The one thing that concerns me, and whether or not I agree with what Lo is saying, just the one thing that stands out to me, the original injury, mild calf strain, they called it. Mild calf strain. He suffered that twice during his career with the Warriors. Once was last January. He was out for exactly 7 days. The other was the first playoff series of his first year here. He was out exactly 7 days. Today is 16 days since the injury. 16 days. And he still hasn't even gotten on the court. That's not a mild calf strain. There's something else going on here. Now, if they're covering something up, I could understand why. I'm not saying there's anything, you know, wrong with how it's being played. This is gamesmanship. We're talking about the NBA Finals. But what we were told, what we're being told, and what's happening, the two don't mesh up. This will continue, plus Boogie Cousins, plus your calls. Can the Warriors win the NBA title against either Toronto, who it looks like now, or Milwaukee without Kevin Durant? 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. All that brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full-service banking, no compromises. Here's Anna with what's coming up on the game.
All right, thanks, Joe. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Floor & Decor. We got the news. The Warriors announced it's unlikely Kevin Durant will play at the start of the NBA Finals. DeMarcus Cousins making good progress in practice with the team. Golden State anticipates he will play at some point during the Finals, but we'll get more of an update from Warriors assistant coach Jaren Collins this morning at 9 a.m. For now, Golden State is preparing for the Finals. Raptors beat the Bucks. They are now one win away from the NBA Finals. And all day, we are giving you a chance to win tickets to Game 3. Your first chance is coming up this morning at 7 a.m. We'll announce the name, and that person will have 9 minutes and 57 seconds to call back to qualify for the tickets. Plus, 5 lucky listeners will win an autographed Warriors jersey. But first, you need to register to qualify. Go to 957thegame.com right now to register and listen for your name at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. The All-NBA teams were announced. Did Klay Thompson get snubbed? The guys will discuss and we'll hear Klay's thoughts. I'm Anna Kagadaikis on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 957 The Game.
Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
26 minutes from now, we will call out the next name. That name will have 9 minutes and 57 seconds to call us back for a chance to win tickets to Game 3 of the NBA Finals. But the only way you have a chance of hearing your name called is if you have registered for the contest on the website. Do so now, 957thegame.com. Names will be called at 7, 11, 2, and 5. All we did after we went to that break was continue fighting about Kevin Durant, his status, and what it means for the Warriors.
Boy, did we.
I am not lying to you. Right. We said goodbye and that we'd be back to talk about Boogie. We want to talk about Klay. We got to talk about the Niners.
Got ugly.
Jimmy Ward hurt again. Who saw that one coming? Except for everyone. Yeah. Literally everyone, because all he does is get hurt. Bosa's out until training camp. We'll get to all that stuff. All of it. But, oh, and also, a little under an hour from now, 7:30, special guest joining the program. It's a surprise. New member of the 95.7 The Game family. We'll take your guess on the Chilton Auto Body text line 95795 as to who it is. I'd love to see some of these guests. But we're screaming and yelling about Durant.
Yeah.
You are of the impression Durant will not play during the NBA Finals. You think it's a combination of the injury plus the long-term ramifications that could come from getting hurt further. Also, is there a belief in there that if he plays and doesn't play as well, then he ends up taking the blame? Kind of a reputation thing.
I think that without a doubt. And I think he understands that. You're talking about this team, look at the ball movement, how many more times the passes are going. Now you throw him in there. It's not game situation, even though you're talking about practice compared to game. It's a totally difference. And now you're saying, now throw him in there, and now slow down the offense. Look at the flow. Look at the way these guys are playing. And now you're taking a guy who's ball dominant, which is unbelievable, the best player in the association, now putting him down there, and you slow down so many things. You slow down the rhythm that this team is on, and you slow down where they're at, momentum going well. I think it would be hurt the team in some retrospect. I think that if KD bought in and was moving and they all did, yeah, they're better with him. But right now, the team is rolling. I look at it like that. And Joe, I was on a team that we were destined for a Super Bowl. Phillip Rivers tears his knee. Billy Volek come in, and Billy Volek came from Tennessee, and we saw the way that he played. He won a playoff game. The guy was a veteran quarterback.
Beat the Colts. In Indianapolis, right?
Indianapolis, yeah. And he was a veteran quarterback, so we brought him in. He beat the Colts. Phillip went on 1 week without and wanted to come back. Didn't practice. Only one practice. Went through a walkthrough. Let me tell you, the guys on that team, LT, Nick, everyone on that team, the 90% of the teammates did not want Phillip Rivers to play. We did not want him to play. So, yeah, but we said he's our emotional. He's our leader. Phillip Rivers, the best quarterback. We get it. We understand he was better than Billy. But at that time, Billy gave us the best opportunity to win. But we wanted to go with Billy because it was Phillip. And we knew but no one, the team, as far as the team, we all said the right things. We all said we support our brother because he's our brother. But without a doubt, we did not want Phillip Rivers to play. because knew it would mess up the flow. The team was on a run, and they were playing better without him. I'm just telling you, so when guys say, oh, they all want him back, yeah, they understand how great he is. Yeah, they understand he's the best player in the association. They know that. And, yeah, they know they can win with him with healthy KD. But at the same sense, a lot of guys on that team, if they were honest and you hooked them to a liar, they said, right now, let's just play. Let's play without KD, and they don't want to play with KD right now.
Interesting. Now, is there any of that you agree with? I know that you're in disagreement with some of it. Is there any of that in there that you do agree with?
I can't speak to what happened with the Chargers, but I know that football is football and basketball is basketball, and Kevin Durant is not Phillip Rivers, and Steph Curry is not Billy Volek, or whichever way that analogy was supposed to play out. I know this. Kevin Durant is a very competitive athlete from what I have been able to see. I've never seen the medical report. Neither has Lowe. I don't know what the Warrior players really think. Neither does anyone. They say, yeah, they want to have him back, and you've got the best player in the association potentially on your team. I don't know who in their right mind would look at that and say, yeah, we don't want Kevin back. Now, do they play faster without him? Sure. Does that necessarily mean they're better? I don't think so. If KD's able to come back, if he's healthy enough to play, he's going to play. I don't see him, and this is a different situation than what Kawhi did last year, where Kawhi turned it down for 75 games. That was not a championship team. He wasn't sitting there deciding whether or not to play in the NBA Finals or not. This is what these competitive athletes live for, a chance to play and get a chip. And I don't see what he has to lose by playing. If he comes back and plays and they lose, fine, you got beat by a better team. I don't think it tarnishes his legacy.
I mean, okay, you don't think that, but a lot of people would weigh in on that.
A lot of people are going to weigh in on everything, though.
And that's basketball, and
that's
all
the internet.
React. Every single player reacts. Durant has a problem with all of this. Let's be honest. The other day, Chris Broussard said some stuff about Durant. He immediately took to social media to fight with him. It's completely his right. It was highly entertaining. I thought it was fantastic. But if he doesn't play and the Warriors win, people are coming for him. If he does play and the Warriors lose, people are coming for him. And he's not just going to shake that off. He's proven time and time again that's not who he is.
If he does play and the Warriors win, people are coming after him. If he doesn't play and the Warriors lose, they're coming after him. They're coming after him no matter what. And you know what? You're right. He's going to respond no matter what. The one thing I continue to go back to is Kevin Durant is a competitive guy. He's a competitive athlete. And for me, from my assessment, he's going to work as hard as he can to come back, knowing full well that no matter what happens, he's going to be criticized. He'll be criticized if he stays in the offseason, if he goes, if they win, if they don't win. The guy's a two-time finals MVP, yet he feels like he's being criticized. It's because who he is. He's a sensitive guy, and he's always going to be out there trying to clap back no matter what.
You don't think it's competitive for him not to play? That's not saying I understand the competitive part of me saying, man, I'm not going to do this. And you got to realize, it's still, these guys have pride. I know we look at it and say, well, he's just, you know, and beginning when he first got hurt, everyone's like, no way he's going to miss this much time. Now everyone wants to make an excuse and say, oh, well, it's more serious than what it was. So now it's like, okay, now I'm giving the benefit. I'm just saying, hey, the guy's looking at this situation. And honestly, it takes a big man too. I respect him. I respect him saying, you know what? This team's rolling. Why? He's probably taking, and you can look at it also in this way and say, is that not competitive? Say, I'm not going to sacrifice for what I can do. This team is rolling. They're playing great without me. What do I need to go in here and mess up the rhythm for? I understand. I'm injured a little bit. I'm hurt. And now this team is rolling good. They're gelling together. They're playing well together. What do I need to step in here for right now when the team is playing as good as it is anyway?
All right, let's get another opinion to the phones. 888-957-9570. Pablo in Oakland, you're first up. Pablo, thanks for the phone call. The floor is yours. Fire away.
Hey, so I think that essentially KD should see the bigger picture, because if he were to not play the series and they win or lose regardless, and he thinks that his odds would get, you know, tarnished elsewhere because he'd be, you know, facing getting hurt even worse in the finals or what have you. How are you going to compare this potential success that you'll have elsewhere to a winning an actual championship? Like, how are you going to compare that? There's no way you can compare into winning championships and you know, thinking that you're going to have success elsewhere. It's like, there's no comparison to that. And the fact that he'd be willing to think.
All right. Ron and San Bruno. I'm promising you the second call will be better. Ron and San Bruno, fire away.
Yeah, for the most part, I believe Kevin Durant is probably not hurt anymore. They're probably saving him as using it as a tactic. If anything else, for the most part, the Warriors were there before him, and they'll be there afterwards. And also on top of that, the guy's making a smart move. He came to the Warriors to win a championship, as he stated before. And if he leaves, he's making a business move. Why wouldn't I? Wouldn't you?
All right, appreciate the phone call. George in the jungle. George, welcome to the show. Fire away.
Gentlemen, should I stay or should I go now? Kevin Durant's in a quandary. He's, you know, he's, first of all NBA second team. Steph Curry's all NBA first team. Where does that leave him? If he leaves the Warriors and they win a championship without him to finish up this year, and he goes on to another team and the Warriors are back in the mix next year, and he's struggling, where does that leave his legacy?
Appreciate the phone call. I love it that these are actual, like, problems that we're considering in the world. Like, we debate these. These are not problems. You guys don't have problems. These are not real-world problems. No. These are great problems to have. I'd kill for these problems.
And you're still that good that you're still favored? Let's go to Philadelphia, Joe.
Unfortunately, we are all out of time. I would love to go to Philadelphia. You know that. But since I left, I never went back. Hell of a city, though. And to the clowns on the Chilton Auto Body text line, no. Pat Burrell is not the member joining the family. He is not the special guest at 7:30. The lifetime ban is still in play. It's not Pat Burrell. Stop guessing Pat Burrell. It will never be Pat Burrell. There's no situation on earth. Pat Burrell could come in here with $2 million for me and say, I'd like to be a special guest on this show. I'd take the $2 million. I'd throw it out the window. Followed closely by Pat Burrell. Nah, I wouldn't throw him out the window. Big dude. I'd yet to go for the knees in that situation. We will be back with more calls if you want to discuss this. The Niners, Klay Thompson getting job yesterday. Agree, disagree. Joe Lowe and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
Joe Lowe and Dibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
All right, 10 minutes from now, your next opportunity to win tickets to Game 3 of the NBA Finals. But if you have not registered for the contest, which you can do at 957thegame.com, you're not going to hear your name called. You have no chance. But if you have registered or you do register, you're in play. You got at least 1%, or at least somewhere in that neighborhood. There's billions of people. You have a fraction of a percent, something. You have something, and that's better than nothing. In most instances.
It's like me and Mega Millions this week. I was in on Tuesday for the 290 whatever million, but you have a better chance of winning these tickets than I did of Mega Millions.
Without question.
How much would have gave me and Joe if you won that thing?
$5 million. $5 million each.
Okay.
Yeah, my big thing is I wanted to have like a party too where somebody, I have a party with like whatever, the 500 people you know.
Right.
Somebody walks out of there with $1 million. So you just do like a random raffle. Everyone's going to get at least $100 in this thing.
Yeah.
Somebody walks out with the Milski.
So you win $290 million, whatever the chunk is that you take back. Let's just say it's a massive chunk of money.
Let's say it's 140.
Okay. Yeah. So you've got $140 million. You have a party with 500 of your closest friends in a venue, and in that venue, you will be giving away $1 million to somebody there.
Correct.
Best way to do that, get up and announce it, but say there is a knife hidden somewhere in this room. Last man standing wins. Watch everyone tear themselves to shreds. Tear itself to shreds. Instead of all working together to find the knife and then dispose of the knife so no one gets hurt and then work with each other to determine who gets the million. Hey,
sure.
We could divide the million up 500 ways. That would be an easy way to do it. Nobody gets hurt. Everybody gets something. That's not humanity. They'd be fighting for the knife. They'd all kill each other, and Dibs probably walks out without giving anyone $1 million anyway.
I want the knife.
Why must we think the worst of humanity? Golden always. Job.
Look outside.
Come on.
Look outside.
I wouldn't even get
up to look for the knife, Daniel. I'll just wait. Whoever has it, doesn't matter.
Start wrecking shops.
Smart. Absolutely. Get to the corner and just
it's let everyone have the feet.
It's like Royal Rumble. Yeah. Let them all beat each other up and then be the last guy and throw that guy over the top. Claim the championship. Very smart.
So I'll walk away with $6 million.
What's that thing called when the guy runs up in the end and like the end of a
money in the bank?
Thank you, money in the bank. I knew you were going to know where I was going. I couldn't even think of what that was.
I don't really watch it all that much anymore, but I still knew where you were going.
Good stuff.
All right, we have a couple laughs, but we're pivoting into a situation that was just—it was kind of heartbreaking yesterday to not only hear this but to see it. So Klay Thompson is meeting with the media yesterday, and that is how he found out the results of the All-NBA teams. If you remember, Klay Thompson getting onto one of any of the three All-NBA teams would have resulted in a situation where he could have maxed out at about 5 years, $220 plus million. If he didn't make it, he can re-sign with the Warriors for 5 years, $190, or go elsewhere for 4 years, $140. Those are the rough numbers. He did not know about the announcement. People, everyone there knew about it before he did. Shockingly. Well, not shockingly. That's just Klay. He's going about his business. But take a listen to the audio. This is Klay Thompson during the media session yesterday finding out about the All-NBA team announcements.
I mean, that's cool and all, but, like, when you go to five straight finals, I respect those guys, but holy, when you go to five straight, I mean, it takes more than just a couple All-NBA guys. It's like an all-time team, but whatever. I'd rather win a championship than be 13 All-NBA, so it's all good.
That's Klay reacting afterwards to who got on instead of him. There was a moment during this, however, where I think it was Anthony Slater, because our own John Dickinson is filming it. It's up on the website, 957thegame.com. He's filming it, and Slater brings up to him, oh, the announcement's been made. It was, oh, really? Who was it? And then they go through the whole thing, and then afterwards ask him what he thinks about the fact that it was Kemba Walker who got the final spot other than him. We laid it out for you yesterday. We told you there were basically five locks. Steph, who got it, first team. He's on there with James Harden. Second team was Dame Lillard. And was it Russell Westbrook? And then the third.
Kawhi Leonard. Again, Kyrie Irving, I'm sorry.
Kyrie Irving. And then it was Westbrook on the third team with Kemba Walker. Bradley Beal, Klay Thompson were in there for that last spot as well. The audio is not going to do it justice. Right. You want to be able to watch the video, but you can tell the guy he's hurting. And yeah. Here's the best part about it. And I say the best because this is why you love Klay Thompson. As you're watching this, as you're listening to this, he's not depressed and upset over the lost money. That's the thing. It's not that he's thinking to himself, I just lost out on the potential for $30 million. You can tell just by watching him yesterday and all the years you've seen him here playing basketball and meeting with the media and interacting with the fans. He's not upset that he lost out on the money. He's upset that he didn't get the recognition as one of the six best guards in the NBA. That's what stood out to me. That's what kind of brought a smile to my face, because Carl Anthony Towns yesterday missed out, and it's going to cost him about $30 million. You know, somewhere, sad Carl's walking around thinking about the money he lost. You know, Anthony Davis a couple years ago when this happened to him is thinking about the money he lost. There are a lot of players thinking about the cash. Klay wasn't thinking about that. I'm virtually certain. I would be willing to make a sizable wager on that, and that's just yet another reason to love this guy. That the heartbreak wasn't because he missed out on money. It was because he didn't get the recognition he so hoped he deserved, which is why in the audio you hear him talking about going to five straight finals and playing big-time defense versus a guy who played for a Charlotte team where, yeah, you should put up some big points, Kemba. You're the only option there.
And the same thing with Bradley Beal, who, by the way, finished ahead of Klay as well. Beal receiving 31 third-team votes, Klay Thompson receiving 18 third-place votes, or third-team votes, rather. The fact that only 21 of 100 media members put him on any of the three teams, I think that's what slights him the most. And to his point, you go to five straight finals, it has to be about more than just two guys on your team. It's an entire composition of a squad, and that's where he feels slighted.
He has to. It's tough. It's a situation when you know that you put in the work, the time, and you know you're not taking half the shots these guys are taking, and you're still competing, scoring just as much as those guys, slightly under. But those guys are in situations where they do that, and they take way more shots, so they get more glamour numbers. Klay Thompson, what he does on both ends of the floor is just unbelievable. And it's tough because you want to be respected by your peers in the media, and you look, man, I've been to five NBA titles, five NBA championships, on the fifth one this year, could probably win four. And you just like, you're distraught, and you are upset because you want your name when people talk about you, that you want to hear it associated with being first team and second team and third team. And yeah, if those things happen, the money takes care of itself. You get on those lists, the money will come. So he's not thinking about the money. He's thinking, man, just let me get on those lists, because you got to realize he's feeling, I got slighted out of the $31 million because they didn't do what's right. That's a byproduct of if they did what was right, because what he brings to the table, I think it's unfortunate because he's on this team that he doesn't get to shine as much, and it takes away from who he is.
There's also the counter to that, where if he was Kemba Walker, for example, he was the lead guy on the main team that he wouldn't be able to produce in the manner in which he produces. I'm not saying that's true. I'm saying that's the counter argument to that. Remember, one of the reasons we think Solomon Thomas is going to have a better year this season is because if Bosa and Ford are coming off the edge and DeForest Buckner's causing a lot of havoc in the middle, you, by sheer mathematics, should have more favorable matchups with which you can exploit the opposition. All NBA teams, first team, Giannis Antetokounmpo, James Harden, Hard Jim, as we like to call him. Congratulations on another great regular season, Jim. You're one of the best in the business. Steph Curry is named to his sixth All NBA team. This was a first team nomination. Paul George and Nikola Jokic, the center from the Denver Nuggets. The All NBA second team, Joel Embiid from Philadelphia, Kevin Durant, who was named to an All NBA team for the ninth time in his career. Remarkable. Damian Lillard, Kawhi Leonard, Kyrie Irving. And then the All-NBA third team, Russell Westbrook, Blake Griffin, Rudy Gobert, Kemba Walker, LeBron James. I mean, what a season for James. He had to get on there, I say.
It's a joke is what it is. And an additional joke is the fact that Draymond Green didn't even receive one vote for third team.
Dwayne Wade got a vote for second team.
It's embarrassing.
Dwayne Wade got a second team vote. Everyone in this room loves Dwayne Wade, but he did not have a... That was his last. Nice. He couldn't even play.
Lou Williams got a third team vote in the guards as well, which Lou had a nice year, but he's not one of the 15 best players in the association. Additionally, they need to change the way they vote because the center position is no longer what it once was. So you vote for the center position and you see the three guys who get the votes. Jokic got 59 of the first place votes. Embiid got 40. Gobert got one. So the fact that there aren't that many centers means it's so much easier to even make those teams.
Great point. You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, KGMZ San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. Good morning. Happy Friday. Welcome to Joe Low and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. It is great to have you with us. Your chance to win tickets to Game 3 of the NBA Finals coming up in just a moment. That's first and foremost. At 7:30 today, special guest. It's a surprise. Can't tell you who until 7:30, but it is a new member of the 95.7 The Game family. Jaron Collins, Warriors assistant coach at 9:05, Gary St. Jean at 9:30. That's your rundown of guests. You will also have a chance to win tickets to see Game of Thrones, the live concert experience when it comes to Shoreline in October. That is at 8:45. The countdown to the NBA Finals is on. There are 6 days, 10 hours, and 59 minutes left until Game 1 tips off. This countdown is brought to you by Victory Toyota. Score game day deals at Victory Toyota. All right. So we are at ticket time. It is time for the 95.7 The Game Finals Destination Contest. We're sending one listener and a guest to Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Plus, we're hooking up five winners with a Golden State Warriors autographed jersey. If you haven't already, you have to register for your chance to qualify at 957thegame.com. Now, we are going to call out a name. This name is going to have 9 minutes and 57 seconds to call us back. The number is 844-999-GAME. That's 844-999-4263. If you don't call us back in 9 minutes and 57 seconds, we're going to call another name. So hang with us. Can I get a drum roll, please, if you don't mind? Hardy Watkins from San Jose. Hardy Watkins from San Jose, starting right now. You have 9 minutes and 57 seconds to call us back at 844-999-GAME. 844-999-4263. If you know Hardy Watkins from San Jose,
wake him up.
Holler at him. Wake him up. Do what you need to do. Tell him to call 844-999-GAME, because if he does so in the next 9 minutes and 57 seconds, he might win Game 3 tickets to the NBA Finals. He might take you. Don't forget, Dubs fans, both games 3 and 4 at Oracle Arena start at 6 p.m., so be sure to arrive early. Woo! A lot of copy today.
Lots of copy today. That was a lot.
Copy everywhere. Speaking of which, Chilton Auto Body text line 95795. Boom, there's that mention for the 7 o'clock hour.
There you go.
Hot right now. Hot with content.
If when you're talking about, you know, guys getting into, you know, making first team, second team, third team, what have you, if I told you this guy averaged 10.5 points a game, and then the guy leaves and he averages 18 and 19. That's Harrison Barnes. So I look at certain things in certain situations also with Clay, and I'm like, Does Harris, if Clay's not here, he's going to shoot more. He's going to be expected to do more. And you look at Harrison Barnes, he leaves here because the cast that he had, he only averaged 10.5. He leaves and goes to Dallas, 18, 19. So now I think people, also the writers and people that are watching these things, that's why I talked about the Players Association allowing this to be the writers instead of saying, hey, let's make sure that people understand basketball. Let's make sure they understand the little nuances of the game and say, man, here's what Clay is doing. Look what he's doing on the amount of shots that he's taken, all the different things that surround him. And then I think you'll have a better perspective and a better love for what he's able to do as well.
I think that's an excellent point. You go somewhere else. You get more opportunities. You put up bigger numbers. That's good for the voters. The right. One thing that probably falls is the win-loss. Like Bradley Beal put up big numbers because
totally
John Wall got hurt this season.
Totally agree.
But it's a good point. This is what people look to. Remember, if you're a voter and you're covering the same team on a nightly basis or you're not staying up for the West Coast games or you only watch some NBA here and there, at the end of the year when you need to turn in your vote, you're going to look, all right, how many points did he score?
Exactly.
Rebounds, assists. Now, okay, points, rebounds, assists. Russell Westbrook puts up tons of those.
Tons.
Is Russell Westbrook that valuable? We all thought he was. That's why he got the MVP. Just totally swing the series against Milwaukee. The home team had won and covered the point spread in all four games. Well, that's not the case anymore. For the first time all season, Milwaukee has lost three games in a row. For the first time all season, Milwaukee lost a game in which it led entering the fourth quarter. They were 33-0 in that situation prior to last night. Kawhi Leonard was unbelievable. And now the Raptors have a chance to close the series out in Toronto Saturday. I believe tip time is 5:30 p.m. But the real story is that the global ambassador of the Toronto Raptors, Drake, not only did he not go to Milwaukee last night, he was on stage at Jurassic Park,
yeah,
which is the area outside the stadium for the viewing party, celebrating,
twisting,
dancing,
turning,
leading the charge. Drake, after the game, was interviewed because, of course, you're going to interview Drake. He had this to say.
Listen, we have the best player, we have the best fans in the whole NBA, in the whole world. Look around you. Look at this. We created this. This didn't exist before we were here. Look around at the square. I promise you right now, we did this. Doesn't matter what anybody says. They can say it's disrespectful. They can say it's this and that. Everybody's within the rules. Everybody's doing their thing. All we are is proud and passionate. We are like a college sports team. The Toronto Raptors are a college sports team, I promise you. I love Toronto. I love this team. And we're going to the NBA.
Now, people start yelling in there, but Drake does go on to say that the Raptors are going to win the NBA Finals. He made it very definitive. He didn't say, I think, I believe. He didn't say anything like that. He did let the world know that the Raptors are going to win the NBA Finals. You came in low, very hot this morning. You weren't a Drake fan yesterday. You started to think more and more. You don't like the idea that he's rubbing head coach Nick Nurse's shoulders on the sidelines. And now last night, after all of this, I mean, you were a man who picked Toronto to win the East. And now where do you stand?
I'm pulling an Anna. I am willing, Joe.
It's called pulling an Anna these days.
I love it, though. I mean, I'm willing.
I don't like this.
And I'm willing to bend the knee. I do not want. I have.
On your own take?
I flopped.
I bend the knee.
I am on friggin' Milwaukee. Just because of friggin' Drake. 2 days ago, you said, having this thing going, you know, we put it out there. I said six and friggin' Toronto. I do not want Toronto to end the finals. I do not want Drake coming here. I don't want to see him. I don't want to see him standing up. I don't want him coming out here and just singing and doing
you
all that.
You have two takes that are on the verge of winning. Take number one, Toronto wins the East. Take number two, Giannis scores 30 or more points one or fewer times in this series. You're looking very good with both takes. However, even though you're in the driver's seat, you're willing to bend the knee to get out of potential funerals there because you don't want to have to root for Drake.
I'd rather have Mr. Dibley be able to funeralize my...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.